So in our area, there's lots of older homes. A lot are from the early to mid-20th century, 30s, 40s, 50s, you name it. They're often very lovely. Lots of houses with 3 to 4 bedrooms, charming original details, adorable. But they are often missing something very important, a bathroom on the ground floor. No powder room, no half baths, nothing for guests to use. How come? Well, apparently back in the day, bathrooms were part of the private space of a home. I guess you didn't visit someone and use their bathroom. So bathrooms were with the other private spaces, like the bedrooms, and typically on the second floor. This seems like a remnant of Victorian prudishness, but I looked up some floor models of Sears modern homes, as they called them, of which we have a few in the area, and only the very largest seem to have bathrooms on the first floor. It was a luxury item, I think, even to like the 50s. But now people expect a bathroom somewhere on the first floor that is really for your guests, because no one really wants people to go up and see your messy bathroom or unmade bed. And for older visitors, going up a set of stairs can be tricky. So if you don't have a guest bathroom on the first floor, we're going to talk about how and why you should add one. Adding a half bath won't just make your life easier. It'll add real value to your home. We were speaking with an appraiser recently, and he said it is the single thing he tells people to do to raise their home value. And statistics bear that out. Adding a bathroom can be worth about $20,000 when you go to resell. All you really need is a toilet and a small sink, so you don't need much space. About 15 square feet will do. We've seen large hall closets transformed into a small bathroom. Sometimes you can tuck one in under the stairs. Find a spot that makes sense, even if you lose a few feet in another room. Believe me, you will not miss those feet. Now, the best way to save money when you're building the bathroom is to find some place where there's an existing plumbing line, like just below another bathroom. Now, there are a couple of places to really think about before you add that bathroom, and those are the kitchen and the dining room, and I think you can figure out why. Unfortunately, in some homes, this really may be the only workable space, but know that that choice may turn off some buyers down the road, people who really don't want a bathroom anywhere near food. If these rooms are your only real option, just consider, shall I say, how a bathroom is used and plan accordingly. We've seen people convert large pantries into bathrooms, which can definitely be an option, especially if you have additional storage in the kitchen. They're also often set just outside of the kitchen, so the spaces can be a little separated, and that's always good. Wherever you add your bathroom, and especially if it's near the kitchen or dining room, do make sure your ventilation system is powerful. Now, when designing this bathroom, have some fun. Because they're generally pretty small, you may be able to make a big style statement for not a lot of money. Consider going with slightly higher end fixtures and even adding a fun element like beautiful wallpaper or an elaborate mirror. Maybe even a pocket door, which is not only a custom element, but also a way to save space. If there really is no place to squeeze in a small powder room on the first floor, another popular option we see for a guest bathroom is one in the basement, especially if it's finished. One nice thing is that there is often already a toilet down there, usually like a workman's toilet, so the plumbing lines are already set, and you generally have a little bit more space to work with. If you go this route, see if you can go all out and make it a full bathroom, shower and all that. If you have a full bathroom and the basement is finished, you can then use that extra space as a guest room. So if you're a seller, think about adding that half bath. And if you're a buyer looking at a house without one, think about where and if you'll be able to add one.